Hey, greetings, everybody. We are back once again today.
We are.
For our edification audio, it is Brother Tupos with
Sister Amon. And
greetings to everybody. And Sister Amon has something she wants to share.
I do. Hold on 1 second.
See if you can hear.
Listen. Put your ear right up by the phone. Can you hear the crickets? That's for my sisters.
We're in a park and it's really quiet. I can't really hear them that well. I have bad hearing, but Sister Amon can hear the crickets. So Hopefully you can hear the crickets on there.
It's peaceful, yeah.
It's a beautiful sunset. We took a quick walk and we put a video up. And I think you'll like the video.
It's interesting, yeah. Yeah. I put it on my sister's post today, too.
I made sure that a few messages got put in the video there. So I made an appearance in the video, so let's just say that.
Yeah, and something even better.
Yeah. Today was a really short travel day, and then we worked all day on organizing our van, adding some stuff, taking some stuff out. Was that enjoyable, Sister Amon?
It's very satisfying when you're done. It's like when you tear apart your cupboards in your kitchen and you clean and you organize and you put things.
We do this about twice a year.
Yeah, kind of. I do a little bit extra, but not
I did
like
a
this.
Few things on the van. I wanted to take out some old stuff from when this was a shuttle bus, so I removed that and I made some more storage area for us. And so that worked out good.
It was satisfying, yeah.
And so we were driving to where we are now. We moved on to another town, getting ready to head towards our preach for this weekend. And we talked about having order. What do you think about that, Sister Amon?
Yeah, putting things in order. It's satisfying, and it's right.
Yeah. Here, first let me read a verse on disorder. 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you milk, and not for meat, for whereto we are not able to bear it. Ye were not able to bear it, neither yet are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. Are ye not carnal? So, you know, a lot of people like to say, look at the Corinthians. They were really sinful, wicked people. Yeah, they had division, envy, and strife. They didn't have pagan holidays, worldliness. Yeah, there was one man in sexual sin in 1 Corinthians 5. But when you compare the New Testament bodies compared to the bodies today, it's not even close. But anyway, So that's a verse about not having order, disorder. And you got one too, I think.
Yeah, there would be a whole bunch of them, but just pick one.
Anywhere that God's word and ways are not being maintained is disorder.
Genesis 3:6. I just picked that one part of it. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave it also unto her husband with her. And he did eat.
Disorder.
Yeah, this was they not didn't. In God's order.
They did not follow God's orders. Did you have another one on disorder?
No, I got a couple on
order. Yeah, let me read one on order. Titus 1:5. For this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou should set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. It's interesting. Order and ordain. Kind of close. God's order, things straight, in order, and then ordain is to like set things in motion.
So I have a couple of them here. 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
Yeah.
And I probably should have read this one first, but it doesn't matter. It's same one, only verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints.
Yeah.
So he's of order.
Yeah, so this topic came up because we're van dwellers, and we like to think that we keep our van in good order. Anybody at any time can look in our van, and while it's not always perfect, but it has an order. Everything has a place and a place for everything. We see some people live in their vans, and it looks like a bomb went off. I don't know how they find anything. There's nowhere to sit. There's garbage all over, and it's just not a good witness. We knew a man not long ago that lived in an apartment, and he admitted he lived like a total pig.
Those were his words.
Yes, his words. He said, I'm a total pig. He would just throw garbage on the floor. He would just throw his dirty clothes on the floor. He had no order whatsoever, and if you live by yourself and nobody else sees it, it's not as big of an effect. But I think the Lord sees it. He does.
Oh, yeah.
And God's a God of order. And if something were to happen to a person like that and somebody has to come into your house and you go, wow, look at this place. It looks like you're lazy, sloppy, a sluggard. It's not of order. So God is a God of order. Look at his universe.
Oh, I know.
It all has beautiful order.
Everything works, yeah.
And when you think of cancer, cancer is prevalent because of sin and everything in the world, and it's a mutation of what God has set in order. It's the opposite of order. It's disorder.
Yeah.
And so we want to be orderly. So we look at our van life and we like order. Most important, our Christian life, our faith life, our doctrinal life, our relationship life, are things in order.
Yeah. Order as in putting the Lord first.
Yeah. And doing his word in his ways.
Yep.
And that's what's wrong with churchianity.
I was just thinking that.
They're out of order because they're doing their own ways. They're in carnality. They love the things of the world. They practice false doctrines. They're not in order.
Yeah, so I was thinking about the contrast between the New Testament and the so-called churches today of all these people who are stealing the Lord's name and slapping it on their faith.
Yeah.
The New Testament body, they were way, way, way closer in order than today. You can't even, they're just like pagan temples today.
They were like so much in order when Paul saw a little bit of envy, a little bit of strife, he called them out.
Right. And today, if Paul were to come back, he wouldn't even recognize these places calling themselves
churches. No, because
churches.
They live like the pagans.
Wandering around looking, saying, I don't see any of my brothers and sisters out here. Thousands of people going by, I don't see any.
They act, live, dress, talk, entertain like the pagans in the world, and that's not God's people.
Yeah.
So ponder that. Check yourself. We'll check ourselves. Are we walking in all order according to God's ways for his glory and for the propagation of the God, for the propping up of the gospel to go out? And because if we live in disorder, we're not a good witness. Our light isn't good. Our salt isn't good. It's going to be thrown out and walked and trodden on. It's not good for anything.
Yeah, and so think about sisters like the headship order.
Yep.
From God to Jesus to man to woman to children.
Yep.
And then the governmental orders.
Yeah.
And then the order in the bodies with the elders.
Right.
So we all have to put ourselves in what order we're supposed to be.
And ready? In order to have order, you got to submit.
Yeah, everybody has to submit.
We're all submitting to God, and we're all submitting to each other. We're submitting to government authorities. We submit to the natural elements God's put up. Everything has to have order. It has to have submitting. That's why sin is such a problem, because it causes you to be in rebellion, which causes you to not submit, which causes disorder.
It does, and we see a lot of disorder. Well,
so think about
that. We're in Satan's kingdom right now, aren't we? It's total disorder.
Yeah, so think about that. Order versus disorder and sin.
Right, amen.
And I know you got another scripture verse, Sister Owen.
I do. This pertains to order.
Okay.
I think that everything's going to be set in order.
Yep.
I had to stop. I just picked one. Revelation 1:7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christ and all.
He's going to come put all things in order. He's going to take. He's going to take back the Father's creation.
Yeah.
And just a thought, he's going to destroy everything that's not of the Father. So I always ask people, what are you laboring for? Things of the world, politics, sports, entertainment, pride, vanity, man-made religion, denominational ways, college degrees, businesses, 401ks. You're laboring for all that stuff. Christ is going to destroy it all when he comes, and everything's going to be set on his rule. You should probably, if you claim him and you want eternal life, you better be setting your life up now according. Otherwise, the rug's going to be pulled out from underneath you. And if you don't know Christ, you better contemplate, are you happy just living 60, 70, 80 years? And then everything's going to be taken away from you? Or do you want to know the one that created you, shed his blood, and died for you?
Amen. Right.
Think about that. So tomorrow, we have a rainy, stormy day again coming. It's supposed to be thunderstorms all day. So we'll probably be in a marketplace working online. Lots to get done. That'll be our day tomorrow, if the Lord gives it to us. As we're working our way towards our preach this weekend. Talked to Brother Akuo today, and as we do every day. And him and I did talk about Psalm 15. I read an article about in an Anabaptist paper. You can go listen to it. That's on the Ecclesia page. He did a teaching about being disgusted by evil. I think Sister Amin has a post up for the sisters. And go check all of that out. We try to add every day edifying material, because we believe in Hebrews 3:13. Even though we don't do long-distance relationship, we do believe in Hebrews 3:13 to edify each other.
Oh, amen.
So we can throw the scriptures to you and throw teachings to you and throw encouragement to you, and then you and the Holy Spirit and the people you're united to can be edified by it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, amen. And I just had one last thought. Brother Cool was talking about this. He's seeing the need for living bold in Christ. Bold for the Lord. Acts 4:13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So the Holy Spirit fell. They became bold men of God. Proverbs 28:1 says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. I guess I would just ask you, I can ask myself, boldness. It's a work of the Spirit in us. How are we doing at that? Because guess what, Sister Robin? The opposite of boldness is to be timid. Revelation 21:8 says, the fearful, the timid will not inherit the kingdom of God. Something to think about.
Yeah, that's not just for men.
No, opposite of boldness mm-hmm. is to be timid. That means you don't talk about the Lord. You don't share about the Lord. You're not shining your light. You're not walking in the ministry he's called you to. That would be timid. You're afraid of persecution. That would be timid. But the bold, the righteous are as bold as a lion. So ponder that. And that kind of goes along with order too, because God's people will be in order and they will be in the calling he's called them. They'll be bold for the gospel.
Oh yeah.
But people that are outside of his truth, outside of the gospel, outside of the Spirit, a lot of times they're timid. In fact, all these churchianity people we talk to, hardly anybody even wants to talk about the truth. They're so timid. They're so timid about the truth. They don't know the truth. They don't live the truth. They don't love the truth. They're timid of it. So think about that. Boldness, it's a work of the Spirit in us. And make sure, James says, you have not because you ask not.
And if you don't have it, what does that mean?
Amen. Go ponder that. Don'tperish.com is there to help you in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Start with the gospel if you're a seeker.
Right.
Or if you're a saint, test yourself there. And then all of the resources are there. So we're going to leave right there. Any other thoughts, Sister Amen, as we pack up and head to our night park spot? We're always moving.
Yeah, we are. Go forth, sisters. Be bold. Stand fast on the truth. And don't waver. And don't let nobody or anything, anyone, get in between you and the truth.
Amen. And take inventory and make sure your life in every area is in order for the Lord.
Amen.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.